Today we have the passage from St. Mark chapter 5, the first 20 verses, about the curing of the possessed man who had so many demons within him that he was called Legion, perhaps had hundreds or even thousands of demons within this man. And this was over in the territory of the Gerasenes on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And this was the pagan territory. That's why they were. That's why they had swine. The Jews would not raise pigs. It was obviously not kosher. They would not eat them or even touch them. So this was sort of over in the pagan territories, the non-Jewish territories. So St. Mark tells us that Jesus got out of the boat, and at once this possessed man, who was certainly well known in the area because night and day he would shriek and scream and walk through the cemeteries and the tombs and up on the hillside. Apparently the police and others and soldiers had tried to arrest him, but he was so powerful. He had this superhuman diabolical strength that sometimes people have when they're possessed. Even young people that are possessed have this supernatural strength. And it takes, sometimes six strong people to hold them down during exorcisms. And so this man had this superhuman strength, this supernatural diabolical strength. And we see that he was unclothed, which is another sign of what Satan uses to lead people away from God, this immodesty, as very much part of our modern society today. We see he was abusing himself with stones. He was mutilating himself with hitting himself with rocks and stones and cutting themselves. Again, you see this is very prevalent in our society. All these are, indications. Sometimes it's spiritual. Sometimes it's psychological. But again, sometimes here it's certainly a spiritual thing where this man was mutilating himself, bruising himself with stones. So you see this combination of this superhuman strength, this immodesty in his dress, this self-abuse, self-mutilation of himself with these stones. So this poor man was possessed by these countless number of demons. And so apparently as soon as the Lord got out of the boat, he began to do the exorcism. He began to say, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He began to do this exorcism. And sometimes it takes many hours or even days to do an exorcism. And so sometimes it has to begin slowly and then more and more to drive these demons out. And the man is sort of a split personality. Sometimes he says, "I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God, the Son of the God Most High." See, the demons knew that Jesus was the Son of God. And he said, "I do not torment me," because Jesus had been doing this exorcism prayer. And Jesus says, "What is your name?" See, in the exorcisms, they always try to find out the name of the demon so that they then have power over the demon if they can find the name of the demon. You can read this in some of the books. For example, like The Exorcist tells a story, the chief exorcist of Paris, or Rome, I think it was, wrote a couple books. They always try to find out the name of the demons. And then it says, so he reveals his name. His name is Legion. I think a Roman legion was like 6,000 soldiers. Perhaps that's how many demons there were. We don't know. He says, "There are many of us." So you see this split personality. Sometimes it's I and me, then sometimes it's us. Well, the Lord, of course, wants to rescue this poor soul, this poor man. And so he decides to drive out the evil spirits. And they said they did not want to leave that territory. Apparently, they were happy living in pagan territory. Maybe they didn't want to live under maybe in the Jewish territory. So for some reason, they want to go into the swine. This is really, I don't know why. I can't explain that for you. I have no idea why they would want to go into the swine, but they did. And so the Lord allowed that. All these demons left and went into the swine. These 2,000 were then filled with these evil spirits and rushed down the bluff into the Sea of Galilee, into Lake Gennesaret. And it says they were drowned. And I told the story before last year when we had this, that when I was in the Holy Land, we were with a group of about 50 people, mostly adults, but a few of the children. And a 10-year-old boy was walking up and down the Sea of Galilee. I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm looking for pig bones." He thought there might be some relics of these pigs from 2,000 years before. Anyway, but Bishop Sheen does say that this is where you get the deviled ham from, okay? This is the origin of deviled ham. And, of course, the original Bay of Pigs is what occurred here. So, don't blame me for those. That is the good bishop said those things. So, the gospel concludes by this man is sitting there, sane and fully clothed again in his right mind. And, of course, the townspeople are filled with fear. Because, again, they're Gentiles, they're pagans, and they run into the town and tell everybody what happened. And, of course, Jesus is bad for their economy. And so they drive him out of the district because it's not good for the swine herders to have him around. But notice the value of a human soul, that the Lord is willing to have 2,000 pigs destroyed to save one human life. And when we see this, you know, you hear all this about saving the owls and saving the baby whales and saving these little species of animals, which we should, of course. They're creatures of God. But one human life, one unborn baby, is worth, you know, an unlimited number of animal lives, because a human life is so precious, so sacred, the human life. And if we could only have laws that defended our unborn babies as defend owls or defend certain species of animals or defend baby whales, our children would be protected under a law if we only had the same respect for unborn human life as our society does for animal rights. What about human rights? Yes, when you go to a circus, you see all these people out there protesting of how they're treating the elephants and all that. And sometimes you can talk to them and say, "Well, I'm sure you're also pro-life, right? Because you care so much about how they treat the animals. What about the unborn baby?" So next time you see the protesters, get into a conversation with them and just see if they're consistent in their respect for all life. Sure, animal life, but what about human life? And then the last point is that this man wants to become a disciple. He wants to become a follower of Christ. And Jesus says, "No, go back to your family. Go home to your family," because a vocation is a calling from God. He wasn't called to become a priest or a disciple. Jesus says, "Go back to your family and serve the Lord there. Announce to everyone what the Lord has done in goodness to you and in his mercy."